Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be focusing on kids. And as I've been telling you, Teresa Tapp, who is an expert with physical fitness, is with us today. And we're going to be talking about a wonderful, wonderful program that she has been able to introduce to schools. This has been something that's been going on. So let's welcome Teresa Tapp. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's always exciting to join forces with you.
Well, Teresa, I am really, really excited about, and I mean this most sincerely, about the fact that with all of your background and all of your experience, I mean, here you've been involved with, you know, people of very prestigious positionings in the modeling industry for so many years. You are very knowledgeable about wellness. This is your passion. This is your life. And you've been so successful with it with adults, but you decided you were going to reach out to kids. And I have to tell you, to me, it is so sad when I see young people that are not encouraged to be as physically active as kids of, you know, 40 years ago were. I mean, we didn't think anything about going out and playing in the street or being active and all kinds of things. And there's a lot of kids out there that really are, but we have a major problem in this country, at least as it's being promoted by the media and by so many people. We have juvenile diabetes, we have obesity, we have all of these things. Tell us what you have decided you were going to do to make a difference.
Well, let's face it, the future of fitness is in our kids today. And when you hear such horrible statistics that 10-year-olds are having health issues of 40-year-olds, of bodies far beyond their young years, it's crazy. The combination of so many chemical calories and with inactivity, even in the schools, they don't have recess and PE like they did when we were children. And kids don't come home and play outdoors. They sit again many times in front of a computer, or the only thing that gets a lot of workout is their thumbs as they text message each other. But movement, I know, is so important, not just for making muscle and losing inches and having healthy hearts. It's also very important in developmental bodies, that where bones are growing and the mind and the whole persona of brain to body, mind to muscle in those formulative years does so much more than even health. And I'm a school teacher. I have a degree in education. I mean, I have an exercise science degree and exercise physiology and, you know, and a public health degree. Mm-hmm. But I did teach at high school level. I love children. I love children of all ages. And we don't give them enough credit as to how quick they could pick up and understand. And I think we're really missing the boat in today's public school system of taking movement away during the day. And so at some point in time, these children are going to graduate and think that they have to, you know, go to a gym or set out an hour a day just to exercise, when with TapCore and with TTAP, my goal is to educate people how to activate muscles internally so you're fitting fitness into your daily 24/7 lifestyle. So you don't have to fit your life around fitness. It becomes within your life. And how to activate muscles so they're more balanced, so when you do sport or work out with weights or anything else, you understand how to do it to keep your joints safe and have optimal heart function. And so I created a program called TapCore because it's the core existence of what TTAP is. As we've discussed before, TTAP, I've got a 15-minute workout and a 45-minute workout, both of which are featured in the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, and most people are all excited to lose 2 sizes in 4 weeks. But there's so much more within TTAP, and in essence, it's all there in TAP Core, taught to the level, not keep it simple, stupid, no. Kids can comprehend. They feel the difference, and they're gravitated. They don't know why. Once they start doing these little minute moves throughout the day, right there in school, could be right in the middle of English class. It doesn't just mean PE class. They feel the difference. Reports are coming back. The test scores are getting higher. Mental clarity. Those middle school years, they feel the hormonal balancing happening. Because TTAP's more than just burning calories and fat to look slim and trim. TTAP's about rebuilding a better body. It's building strength, flexibility, and a healthy heart, and building what I call neurokinetic awareness, like your mind to muscle, body awareness of space, which is going to serve you for the rest of your life. And that's what TAP Core, I wanted to give it to the kids and give it to the teachers so I truly could help others learn how to help their bodies help themselves.
One of my biggest concerns, Teresa, that has come to my attention through many of the people that I have interviewed, physicians, nurses, various people that are interacting with kids on a regular basis, is because we have gone into what I call a very protective mode where, gee, they can't walk, they're not supposed to do this, they're not supposed to do that, and they're not supposed to do the other. They are really having challenges in their own physiological development. And I am thinking of a friend of mine whose son, when he turned 12 years of age, and this isn't that unusual because I had an experience myself like this when I was entering into my teens, there were these growing pains. Mm-hmm. And the body, for example, and you know this because you were a gymnast, when kids, let's say, are active in sports, maybe their families have been very supportive and they're in Little League or they are doing gymnastics like you did or they're doing some other things, that body is in the process of development. And you want to encourage it to be, you want to encourage the youngster to be active because you want to help, like you said, the balance to develop well. If you don't have good physical activity, the body doesn't respond well. And what I like about the TTAP Core, and I've watched it, and in fact we had some friends at our home this past weekend to watch it with us, and I had to chuckle because they're adults, and they said, oh my goodness, I'm pooped. I didn't realize it could work me out this way. And this is just 3 minutes. You know, it was really funny. So we had a good time with it. But with kids, it enables them, just as with adults, but it's really significant with kids because you will have weaknesses in bone, in muscle tissue, in the way the body stretches, expands. You mentioned the hormonal development. All of this goes into play, and if they don't have that activity, then you're going to have a major problem, and a lot of kids, especially the boys, are really put down a lot because of their physical activity. And with this, a teacher could just say, break time, and we're just going to take a break, kids. And if they get used to this, it helps to diffuse some of the energy that boys will have, which they're supposed to have. I mean, it's just natural to them.
Mm-hmm.
But our society, I think, has really become very blind to what is really very natural with kids. They want to move. And so what you do allows that to occur in a class, and then they feel better, and they're able to go back to work.
Exactly. You know, children get sleepy in the afternoon just like us adults, where we, as adults, we reach for the cup of coffee or the sweet treat in the mid-afternoon. And it's really the sugar slump. If because of inactivity of sitting at a desk or in front of a computer, that post-lunch, if you don't move some muscle, You can have excess glucose, sugar, in your blood, which then makes it more like sludge, and you get kind of mushy-brained, where you can't think as clear, can't focus as well. Well, the same thing for children. If they're not moving, and they, after lunch, and then they're supposed to remember their multiplication tables, you know, or facts to prepare, you know, history facts, all their lessons so they can be tested on it, and they can't retain that information if their brain isn't being optimally functioning because of excess glucose and too little of activity. That's why these minute moves that you do, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, basically the schools are on a mission these days. A lot of states are starting to mandate so many minutes per week. Okay, TTAP is in the state of Florida in all of the K through 5 in Hillsborough County, Pasco County, West Palm Beach County. Next year, they're going to mandate that middle school and high schools also have to, and they've already are going to use TAPCore. Tennessee, they started off right away through the high school students saying that they had to have 90 minutes a week. Now, high schools, a lot of them haven't had PE in years. And those middle school to high school, that's where all those knee injuries start happening. Mm-hmm. And that's when the women start having more knee injuries than the boys, because that's when our hips and figures and when cycles start, we become more loose ligament, because let's face it, God created the female body to deliver babies. So every time we're on a cycle, our ligaments start to stretch because of the elevated hormones. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now if you're a teenage girl playing volleyball and basketball, and if you don't understand how to train and keep your muscles strong as they attach to the joints, you start having knee issues. I was absolutely appalled. Last week in the New York Times, a reporter brought forth to the nation how many young children in T-ball, we're talking developmental bodies that are like 9 years old, 10 years old, because they're in little peewee football and you know, little league and T-ball, all these different sport activities, and multiple, going to dance class and doing gymnastics, they're all having ACL, these are knee issues, torn ligaments, far beyond their young little years, because in addition to our obsession, as Dr. Perricone said in his book, that he likes T-TEC because it helps eliminate inflammation, because if something's good in America, more means better. And so some parents have their children in two or three activities, and what happens is it's repetitive motion like that on a developmental body, if it's not properly warmed up and trained and activated, can be just as harmful as absolutely no activity. Because then these little kids are having these knee problems and knee surgeries, and in a developmental body, you start cutting on the knee, one leg can grow longer than the other. Did you know that? Then they have to cut the other bone to average out, because their little bone cells are growing. It's not uncommon for a young child, 11, 12, 13 years, to grow an inch or 2 inches in the summer, right?
Oh, easy. That's what happened with my girlfriend's grandson.
Okay, so those growing pains
in just a few, you know, like in 2 months. It just, that's why his body was in pain, because he was growing.
Well, so many of the models, when I was in the fashion industry, and because, you know, I was in the New Faces development division of all the female models, they were all getting their curves and they were getting their height in those summer months. It was very common for me to see stretch marks on the lower spine, stretch marks maybe on the bosom or the hips, because they grew so quick. Okay,
oh, that's
grew in height,
amazing.
And the skin couldn't accommodate as fast as the bones were growing. Okay, now let's take it to the muscles. If bones are growing so quick, if you don't keep muscles active and equally active, like is taught in TAPCore, you can set yourself up with joint issues. Growing pains, the knees hurt, the shoulders
mm-hmm.
hurt, the ankles. Just like you said,
mm-hmm.
One of your family members, you actually, I think it was your daughter, actually was having growing pains. That's true, but with TTAP, you develop muscles that are equally strong and flexible. It's that same full fiber muscle activation, both from the origin to the insertion, and all of these little minute exercises. It's only 8 repetitions, and it always involves 5 to 7 muscles at the same time. So you're using more muscle equally activated, so it automatically builds strength and flexibility without doing stretches. And the cool thing, since it involves body alignment, where I tell the kids posture power, when you move your muscles in correct body alignment, now you start increasing heart rate and lymphatic function. So all of these things just help that developmental body grow and be connected. Brain to body, mind to muscle, everything works better. And they're the ones who need to lose a little weight, they do. The ones that are a little bit on the thin side, they build more muscle. The same minute moves work for all ages, all fitness levels. developmental bodies as well as grandma. So the teachers are doing it as well as the students, and everyone says it's a win-win for all. And I'm happy to report they're taking it home, and now the moms and the aunts and the friends are starting to do it, which is why I basically try to have TapCore available for everyone at bottom price, $10. That's why I said for you, Donna, everyone out there can get it for $10 and free shipping. I just want to get it in the hands of everyone that really want to learn how to fit fitness into their 24/7, do something with their children, homeschoolers, public schools, take it, give it to a friend, help everyone learn how to move those muscles and look and feel better.
I agree. Now, let's talk about the TTAP, the core exercises, because when I was sharing it with my friends this past Sunday, they were really surprised at the effect of just 8 repetitions. And you have arm movements, you have the spinal movement, and it all, you on this, you have both the instructional, which someone can work with until they really feel comfortable with it, and then you have a minute. You know, it's not very long at all. And they said, that's all there is to it? I said, yes. And so then they started doing it, and they were surprised. And one of my guests, a man, he said, hey, I thought I was in pretty good shape. I'm getting a reaction with my muscles. He said, this is really working my muscles in a way that I had not expected. Now, one of the components on the TapCore that you've got that I think is very important is you have a walk, and you have one of your wonderful, wonderful personalities that you have with you, and that's Buddy.
That's
Buddy.
You've got
to tell us about Buddy, because the kids just love him, and he's just such a beautiful, beautiful dog. Tell us about Buddy.
Yes, Buddy's my furry fitness friend and constant companion, and I know you have some furry friends, too.
Yes, I do.
But I realize how he's the star. He can steal the show. Where I might try to get the kids motivated to move, they might come along, but if I have Buddy there, they all join
mm-hmm.
in. So
mm-hmm.
so I use him. So what, instead of Buddy being on a leash, though, Buddy's in a backpack on my back. So it's been such a hit that the students now are wearing book backpacks with stuffed doggies in it. So they have their own workout buddy. When I visited elementary school, the third graders all had their little backpacks on. It melted my heart. At any rate, so Buddy sits in this backpack while I'm walking in place. It's called Step Away the Inches. It's the one little movement on the TapCore that's about 3.5 minutes long. But you really get a good heart rate going when you're stepping in place next to your desk with these arm movements at the same time you're stepping in place. It is a total body, head to toe, heart pumping workout that blasts the sugar away and elevates the mood up. And with Buddy being in there, I figured that was the only way I was going to get them to choose that exercise. Because I tell the teachers, I suggest, let the students pick which one or two exercises they want to do that day. So I put Buddy in the two moves where I thought they might not pick normally because it gets the heart rate going,
mm-hmm.
or the other one, which is the balance, okay, because everyone needs to start thinking about core. Kids don't do hopscotch or walk on balance beams or logs like they used to. And it's true. They always pick the one with Buddy in there, as well as healthy heart hoedowns, because we're doing TapCore starting to do some challenges in the school, because kids love to have a challenge. But Buddy accompanies me everywhere. He's a Bichon Frise, so he's good for to go in the schools because he doesn't have pet dander. So
mm-hmm.
he's hypoallergenic. He's from the poodle family, the Malteses and the Shih Tzus and all of that. But his personality is he knows that he's there to help others, and he reaches out, and I think it's the equalizer. Having a furry fitness friend, I think everybody should have a puppy or a dog because they get up and walk, because
mm-hmm.
the dogs have to walk. And it's definitely making a difference in the schools when I bring him. Plus, I have fun, too, with him.
Oh, I think everybody has a good time, and it's a wonderful incentive for the kids, and what a great thing for them to mimic you. And, of course, you can't have the real dog in the classroom. They wish they could, but they can't, so they have their stuffed animals. That's really great. Now, how have the teachers responded to this? Because if the teachers do this right along with the students, I mean, they're getting a benefit as well. When you first introduced this core program that is so efficient and just takes a moment, and by the way, for those of you listening, you can go to Teresa's website, ttap.com, and she's got videos there. She's got all kinds of information that you can access. And don't forget, she's got this wonderful DVD for $10, no shipping and handling charges, just $10, and you'll be able to get this, and you can work out with it, and believe me, it really does work. When you were introducing this to the schools, when you first started out with this, Teresa, what was the attitude about people? Was it, gee, this is too good to be true, or why would we want to bother? What happened when you started out with this?
Well, I started in earnest right after the, right after I knew that the book was coming out. So I know that nothing moves quickly in the educational system. They have to be, you know, cautious and conservative because there's so many people that could maybe take advantage. And I wasn't looking to make money from this. This is my gift to give back. And they were skeptical. Like, how can a minute do anything? How would we incorporate this? We don't have space. We can't afford to hire any more teachers. Our students are overwhelmed and our teachers are overwhelmed with workloads. When they decided to give it a try, because looking at it, it doesn't look like it's much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very true.
And with school systems, everybody's worried about liability. So they loved the fact that there was no equipment, no stretchy bands, no jumping, no impact at all. So they loved the fact that the liability was minimal or none. And they liked the fact that the teacher didn't have to know it. They just could put the DVD up on the screen. And a lot of schools now have a central TV station, like the old days when I just had intercom. Now they actually have a visual. So they could put it on there and everybody could follow along. And after the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. And the high school kids seemed to like them all in the afternoon. So all it took was the first week. The reports came back, oh, my gosh, the heart rate's there, the mental clarity's there. Teachers felt empowered when they could see that their kids were squirming maybe in science class. Because you know when the attention span is going and a few of the kids maybe had too much sugar, they're fidgeting. So you can just go, okay, it's tap core time, everybody, yep. No having to go down the hall or organizing. Nope, everybody stand up, off to the side. What do you want to do today? Do you want to do the step away the inches with Buddy, or do you want to do butterflies? Okay, the kids get their choice. They pop it up. They do it. They're done in a minute. Sit back down, and the fidgeting stops.
Wonderful.
So you're productive.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard about being productive, no liability, test scores going up. That was the biggie. Then the fact that I said, I created this. You have the master. I let the schools duplicate as many copies as they want inside their school.
Oh, that's marvelous.
So that I'm not looking to sell this and make money. I want to empower our educational system to bring movement into the school, teach kids the importance of movement and how to activate their bodies without weights, without equipment. I'm not saying replace weight training down the road when they want to, but they'll understand how the muscles activate and how to get the heart rate up. So healthy heart function is very important. And so the homeschoolers now, I wanted them to have a PE component so that they're not just running and playing outside, which is good, but why not get a structured program designed for a developmental body so that it accompanies those growth spurts as you squirt or spurt up, you know, several inches very quickly, bones, the ligaments. I used all of this stuff I formally studied at university and also in Europe when I was in all of the professional soccer and Bundesliga things. How to create balanced muscle activation. And it's not just for our professional athletes. Why not have it in the children now? Their bodies are going to be balanced. Muscles have memory. You do this when they're young, the body remembers. The body remembers through any type of daily activity how to be more efficient.
I think, too, there is an asset with this. And like you say, in the classrooms, they have the capacity of just popping in a DVD. And whenever the children are really getting restless, I think of so many people who are listening to this program. They're in the northern states or in parts of the world where maybe the weather is pretty cold right now. They're still in winter or just on the edge of the latter part of winter. And the kids get very frustrated. They get very bored. And this is a very good way to deal with that. And when you can, as a teacher, take a break for just a moment, that gives that diversion and that structure of diversion that, like you said, you allow them to choose. They choose what they want to do, and that gives them that sense of, what do I want to say, togetherness, where they are energized. It does make a difference, and they do have that clarity. And I think if there's anyone listening, if you know of a school, if you are aware of a program that you know could use something like this, you need to get in touch with Teresa, because she is going around to schools. She is getting results back. And so many times today, we're hearing about how our children are not as healthy as they should be. Well, we need to get back on track with understanding that they are growing. They are going to be restless. This is something that will empower teachers in a wonderful way. It will be just, it's great. And hey, teachers, you're going to feel good too, because if you do it right along with the kids, you're going to be getting the benefits as well, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly. The high school, what was in Tennessee, the high school that I first tested, TAP-CORE, before it became mandated in all of the state of Tennessee, was Creekwood High School. And they tested it in the middle of English class. Okay, high school seniors, 18-year-olds, middle of English class, and you're going to have them do these 1 and 2 minute moves. They really thought senioritis would go. No way. And the English class, since she had them journal feelings, what they thought, this and that, so at least, you know, we got a lot of feedback from it. Ironically, because these exercises, in addition to strength, flexibility, and healthy hearts, is it simultaneously builds left-right brain function, mm-hmm. which is built into the regular TTAP program. I don't talk about it a whole lot, but we're always worried about Alzheimer's and doing our crossword puzzles. I'm a baby boomer like the rest of them.
Okay.
But when TTAP, it helps offset that dominance of just one side of the brain, because you're always right with the same hand or turn the same doorknob. The same thing happens with children. In these exercises, it simultaneously works left and right brain. So let's face it, it's senioritis. The brain's not always there at full function when they're dreaming of where they'd rather be than English class in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So the hoedown move, healthy heart hoedowns, is very left-right brain, mind-body. And it's on free at YouTube, okay? It's on free on my website. It's the little move that blasts the sugar blues away. It was even in Prevention Magazine. It's also in the TAP-CORE program, because it is a very heart-healthy function move. Anyway, the Creekwood High School seniors, that was the one they didn't like very much in the beginning, because it's very coordinative.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to reveal if somebody's a little dominant on one side or doesn't have a full kinetic awareness of body and space. So it's surprising how many football players can't do it the first few times.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Whereas, or a baseball player, but somebody who is a gymnast or a basketball player can do it. Think about it. A basketball player goes right hand layup, dribble left hand layup, whereas a football player just plows in or catches. You see what I'm saying? Or baseball
mm-hmm.
always swings the bat
yeah.
the same way. So at any rate, it could be embarrassing to their peers. Yet, as these journals went on, that was the move they considered to be their favorite, because it made them feel the best. And the teacher purposely would forget some days to say it's TAP-CORE time. The kids would remind her, hey, isn't it TAP-CORE time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When a lot of times you don't know that you don't feel good till you start feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so movement is what your body needs to work optimally on everything, digestion, assimilation, energy, sleep better. So all of a sudden, these little minute moves in TAP-CORE in the afternoon, they were feeling better. They had higher energy, mental clarity, but they were feeling better. So the day that they might miss it or think that they felt like, I need to move, just like a cat or dog knows to stretch after they've been laying a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We as people need to stretch and move our muscles and reactivate and connect our brain to body. That's what TACCore does.
Well, Teresa, we are just about out of time, but I want to give the information to my listeners again. If you want to really do something that can make a difference, not just for you, and I have been using Teresa's process, and I've really seen a difference in myself physically, and it is doesn't take a lot of time, and it's really worth doing. Go to her website, ttap.com. Go and review her information, review the material. You can read articles. You can watch the videos. There's a YouTube special. She'll show you what to do. But this is such a good deal. Get her DVD on TACCore because it is basic. You could do it with a family, and you'll be aware of how your body, even if you work out on a regular basis, how you are using your muscles in a different way. And trust me, the hoedowns, it took me 2 months to be able to get that down. So I am feeling like I'm doing it smoothly, but that's all right because it is doing exactly what she says. Teresa, thank you so much for being with me today, and we'll be talking again.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
And you have a great, great week. This is
okay.
Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break. When we come back, well, we'll have other good things to share. Don't you go away now. We're going to be back with more.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-8852. Hi, this is Donna. You know, when you have something that is really good and when it works and when you know it can create wellness in other people's lives, you want to be able to share it. And that is how I feel about Teresa and her TTAP process. So do go to her website, get that DVD. It's only $10, no shipping and handling. Get it, have it, try it. And if nothing else, take it to your school. If you've got kids, if you've got grandkids, if you're an aunt and uncle, share it with people because it is such a wonderful, wonderful effect. And heck, these kids need to be encouraged to know about wellness so that their life can be healthy and rich. And it's just really excellent, and Buddy is just fabulous. The kids just love him. Anyway, telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Now, here are the toll-free numbers you can call into. If you're in the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for everyone else, you can call in on 530-876-3222. Now, all you have to do is give me your first name or your initial, and then let me give you my impressions. Remember, I'm an information resource. I have people every once in a while that will say, Donna, how do you do what you do? Well, it's a discipline, and we're all senders and receivers of information. But what I'd like you to understand is that, yes, I am a psychic, psychic medium, whatever term you're comfortable with, a channeler, whatever you want to call it, and I am that. But remember something. Your mind belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. Your life belongs to you. It is the choices that you make in your life that make a difference. So if you have information, if you have a resource that you can utilize that can give you perspective, such as myself, that's a good thing. That enables you to see things perhaps in a way and manner you otherwise might not have considered. Do I know it all? Do I see it all? And do I tell it all? For heaven's sakes, no. That is just really a big myth about anyone that may think that someone like myself is going to be able to do all of that. That's not the case at all. So understand it's a tool, it's a resource, and I always encourage people to develop their own intuitive processes. Why? Because it's built in you. It is built inside of you. It is a part of your nervous system, and it is meant to be utilized. So give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And I want to make a comment. While we were on break, Teresa told me that she is going to be at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, which is what I'm going to be doing, at the end of March. And that's the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th of March. Now, this is an event I've done for the past few years, and I absolutely love it. And for those of you who are in the state of Washington, this is something that just happened with Teresa. She's going to be on the main stage doing demonstration, and you're not going to want to miss this. This is just really great. I'm going to be having a booth there. My booth is 117, and you're going to be able... No, that's not the right booth number. I have to get the right booth number. But it is going to be absolutely awesome. And you just look for my banner, the Donna Sebo Show, at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, and you are going to not only find me, I'll be in the directory. And it is a phenomenal event for women. Absolutely awesome. And I'm delighted to be a part of it and delighted to learn that Teresa is going to be flying out to be a part of it as well. So we'll have a chance to interact again one-on-one, which I just think is great. So mark that on your calendars. Those of you in the Pacific Northwest, the Northwest Women's Show. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event that is absolutely dynamic. We have well over 40,000 women that come out. A few guys get sprinkled in there, too, but it's mainly the gals that are out there, and they have all kinds of fun stuff going on. So go to the website, the Northwest Women's Show, and you can look up the website, and you'll get all of the details, the information on the tickets, parking, and all the hours, and all of the good things that are going to be going on there. You're not going to want to miss any of it. So just get that together and put it on your calendar. It is absolutely a wonderful way to begin spring. Okay, again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. You know, it is often questioned about the effect of food with kids. And I can remember years ago that there was a lot of talk about sugar and preservatives. Well, there's a University of Southampton, England. They decided they were going to investigate all of this. They were going to investigate artificial colors and the preservative sodium benzoate. Now, there were 300 children that drank ordinary fruit juice or mixtures spiked with commercial additives equivalent to 2 to 4 snack-sized bags of candy. Parents, teachers, and trained observers graded the kids on overactive, inattentive, and impulsive behavior before and after the 6-week trial that was done, and they determined that those drinks that had the additives added had increased hyperactive behavior by about 10%. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, and they're going to have to do some more research on it. But if you have a kid that is real active, you might want to think about removing or limiting additives in the diet of the child. And you have to read the ingredients. I'll share a personal story with you regarding additives. I was on a trip to Alaska, and my husband, when I was on this business trip, naturally we're talking every day, and this one night before I called him, I had this very, very vivid dream, and I saw his face all puffed up, his eyes closed, and when I called him, I said, "You've got to be careful of this microwave popcorn," because at that time, he really was eating a lot of it. And it's easy, it's convenient, and I said, "You've got to be careful of preservatives, because I'm seeing this, I had this very vivid dream, your face was all puffy, your eyes were closed." Well, at that very moment, unknown to me, he was microwaving some of this popcorn. And after I hung up, and I wasn't able to talk with him the next day, so it was a day so later, when I was able to talk to him, he said, "Remember what you said about your dream?" And I said, "Mm-hmm." He said, "Well, I had been microwaving some popcorn, and after I ate it, within 15 minutes, my face got beet red, it just swelled, and my eyes almost swelled shut." And I said, that's an interesting experience. And he said, "Yes." And we have since found, through various experiences that he's had, for whatever reason, his body has become intolerant of certain preservatives. And like these researchers found that were in England, that you have many preservatives that are in ice cream and all kinds of stuff. It wasn't too long ago that he ate some ice cream and he had a reaction. And I said, "You know, it might be the preservative, not necessarily the sugar in that, but the preservative." And he said, "You probably are right." So I can just speak from personal experience with members of my own family that everybody has a different kind of biological makeup. And sometimes, for whatever reason, as we get older, we will maybe outgrow a sensitivity to a preservative, or we may acquire a sensitivity to a preservative. So these things we need to pay attention to. We need to be aware of this. And it takes paying attention. So I know that this is something that can affect a person quite vibrantly. And I'm wondering, do I have somebody on the line?
Hi, yeah.
Well, my goodness, I didn't know you were there. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Donna. This is Rebecca in California.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you in California, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Hey, I just had a question regarding employment. If I'm on the right track about going for permanent employment, or if I should try to get a temporary job in the meantime while I get interviews set up at you know, companies.
Well, let me ask you this question. What kind of a positioning are you looking for? What do you really want?
Well, what I really want is going to take a while to transition to, and what I need to do is get some income coming in. So I'm going to go back into the high-tech field.
All right. What is it you really want to do?
Well, we've kind of talked about this before, and in what kind of came up for me was I need to have some income coming in first.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold, hon. I've got to take a break here for just a moment. All right, so don't hang up.
Okay,
we've got Rebecca from the Bay Area in California. We're going to be coming back to her, and if you want to give us a call, 877-876-5227, or 888-815-9756. Rebecca, stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo has a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, Rebecca, let me say this to you, because I don't remember what we've discussed before. Whenever I talk with someone, I just erase it because I talk to so many people.
Right.
When you're looking at this, and you are looking at a transition, you're making a good judgment, I think, by going back into the industry that you've got skill and experience with and getting that income that you want to have come in.
Right.
I think it is very important, though, that in the process of doing that, that you look for a positioning that is not going to require 70 or 80 hours a week, so that you can focus on working towards what your real goal is.
Right.
And that way, you can do something that maybe is monotonous and boring and it's a no-brainer, but it doesn't bother you because you are putting in time, effort, and energy and planning into going towards what you really do want.
Okay. I guess I was wondering, in the meantime, should I try to get just temporary work until I end up getting a full-time position, or should I just continue?
Go for it. If you have an opportunity to work part-time, work for a temp agency, do it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind, you need to really pay attention to what calls to you, what speaks to you as what it is that you really want to be a part of, and keep that right up in front of you.
Okay.
So that you know that whatever you do, whether it's serving hamburgers at a fast food joint, doesn't make any difference. It is giving you the momentum that you need to take care of your responsibilities, but so that you can then also put effort, energy, and planning into where you want to be.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for your call, Rebecca.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. And all other callers, 530-876-3222. I also need to let you know there's been a change with programming. And because I am going to be speaking before some people in Southern California, there's been some schedule change. So I will be on air with you live tomorrow, but we are going to have a Best of Donna on Thursday. And we're going to be talking about The Chase for Beauty with Robert Mendelson. It's a fascinating true story that I think you're really going to be intrigued with. But we've got a lot going on. We've got so many wonderful guests coming up. March, of course, is just around the corner, and we have just got a lot of good things to share with you. So that information is going to be up on the VBS site. I do need to let you know we have a major problem with some files being corrupted on my computer. So if you've been trying to send emails to me and you go, gee whiz, they're bouncing back saying it's spam, it's because there is a corruption in some software, and we're trying to resolve it. We thought we had it fixed, and it's just managing to raise its ugly head over and over again. So for those of you that have ever had computer problems, technical things like that go wrong, I know you'll have sympathy for with what I'm going through, but that's what we're dealing with right now. So Donna at DelphiInternational.com is a good email address, but because of the corruption in the system that seems to be working overtime, then we are trying to get that cleared up, so that'll be out of the way. So the newsletter for the month of March may be coming out late due to that, and you just needed to know that, and I'll be mentioning that again and again. Since I've been focusing on kids today, I wanted to share this cute story, and it's about a guy by the name of Al Est. Of course, now he's an adult, but he was talking about when he was about 6 years old, and he would stay with his grandparents on their farm in Kansas, and he just loved his grandpa, just absolutely loved his grandpa. And whenever he could be there, he always wanted to help him and wanted to be involved with him. Well, one of the things that had to be done during the fall of the year whenever he visited was collecting pecans, because that's when you do it. They've fallen off the tree. So he said, it was just really great. I love picking pecans, but it was hard work. Now, you have to remember, he was 6 years old. And his granddad would send him out into the woods to gather them up. And he said, the pecans were about the size of a man's thumbnail. And he said, I just loved them. They were so good to eat. And it made me feel good that my grandpa, wanted me to do this for him. Well, one day when he was out, again, he was six, he sees this very large brown squirrel, and he's digging in the dirt, and he just watched him. He didn't make a move, didn't move a muscle. And he said he watched him pick up one of the pecans on the ground and go towards the tree. And he said, this squirrel was a hard worker. And then I noticed he disappeared down this big hole. And then, pop, up, he'd come up, and bingo, he'd be after another nut. And this was apparently his secret hiding place. And he thought to himself, and this isn't unusual for a six-year-old, since it's not so secret anymore. And by golly, he ran over to the tree, and sure enough, he found that the hollow inside the tree, which was a good-sized one, was absolutely filled with pecans. He said, whoa, this is great. I have all of these pecans. This is so cool. So he scooped all of the pecans that he possibly could into the bucket that he had, and he felt so good about this because he could hardly wait to show his grandpa everything that he had collected. Al said when he found his grandpa, he was sitting outside on the steps of the corn crib they had on the farm, and grandpa was shelling a cob of corn, and he was going to feed the hens. And he said, grandpa, you've got to see all these pecans I found. And he looked at that, and he said, wow. He said, okay. He said, Al, how did you find so many? So he told him all about the squirrel and the hiding place, and he was so proud of himself. But his granddad was very thoughtful. Now, he congratulated Al on how he had observed the squirrel and what he was doing. He said, that is very smart of you. But he said, I want you to come with me. He said, I want you to know that squirrel worked very hard to get his winter supply of food. Now, he said, how do you think that little squirrel's going to feel when he goes and he finds all of his pecans gone? And when winter comes, he's not going to have very much to eat. Well, Al said, he looked at his grandpa and he said, you know, I didn't think about that. He said, I didn't give that a thought. He said, I understand, but let me just share a thought with you. A good man should never take advantage of someone else's hard work, and you always want to respect God's creatures, even the squirrels. Well, Al wasn't feeling too good about what he did, and all I could think of is that poor little squirrel that might be starving. So what did Al do? His Grandpa didn't say a word to him. He took his little bucket that was full of pecans, went back to the tree, and poured all of the nuts right back in the hole. He said he really couldn't eat any of the pecans that night because he said it just wasn't so important to him to do that, and he really felt good about the fact that he had given back the food store to that industrious little squirrel. Well, this is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. I'm so delighted you've been able to share this time with me. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Well, this traveling microphone will be broadcasting with you, and for you, and to you from Los Angeles, California tomorrow. So until then, bye for now. Remember always, you're the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. Talk to you tomorrow.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.